Hello, Geek Life HQ fans. I just wanted to give a little intro to this one and a spoiler alert. Today on this episode, Justin and I are doing something a little bit different. We are doing a live watch review and commentary of Suicide Squad 2 on via HBO Max. We decided to do something a little bit different because we unfortunately couldn't get together with Matt. So what we're going to do is just go through and give our impressions. There will be spoilers, so if you're really concerned about spoilers for a movie like Suicide Squad, I don't know why you would be, but anyway, it's fine. You could just, maybe skip this one and come back after you've watched it. But otherwise, I want you to sit back and enjoy. We're going to be going through and giving just our live, candid sort of opinions on this. And, you know, we didn't like the first Suicide Squad. Like, we didn't hate it. There were certain things that are good about it. So we'll kind of be going back and forth and giving that commentary that you've come to expect with us for movies. So sit back and relax and enjoy this live watching of Suicide Squad 2.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
All right, so welcome everybody to a special edition of Geek Life HQ, where Justin and Justin are sans Matt this evening. Back to the old days of Jay versus Jay.
Yeah, Matt said he had something very important to do. He had to do some violence upon himself in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was about to say he was taking a giant shit.
Yeah, he was.
He has that disease where he passes out on the toilet. He's straining too hard.
Is that the Elvis disease?
Yeah, I guess so. So tonight, with the premiere of Suicide Squad, we figured we would watch along, give our reactions to things, and just see how it goes. Our first ever kind of watch party.
Yeah.
But there will be spoilers. So if you don't want spoilers, don't listen.
Yeah. We're definitely going to spoil shit for you. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
We're not going to hold back.
If you're really waiting for a surprise in this movie, I mean, whatever. But, Justin, let me know when you want to hit play on this thing. And
all right. Well, let's count it down. Let's okay. Start the movie in 3. A 2, and a 1, hitting play now.
All right, we got Johnny Cash going.
Yeah.
Shit, that's a spoiler. All right.
Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, Splash.
He just sent a text that says, "Jerkin 2, I might be in."
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. All right.
Right.
We got Michael Rooker.
Oh, that's Rooker? I thought that was Harley Quinn. Nice Crocs.
Oh, that's
man.
Rooker.
That's as
it's
good
Rooker
as he's looked.
With some blonde flowing hair. Yeah. He's really
did
in
he
the
just,
handball.
Did he just piss on the ground? Oh. He's all like...
Let's say Mary Poppins is looking old.
He sees a bird in the prison yard as he's all he has is this ball.
His handball.
Oh, bird dead.
Oh.
What's he gonna do?
He's gonna lick it. Oh.
All right. He looks like Viggo the Carpathian.
He does.
You know, he's like.
There's ooze underneath the prison.
All right. Look at that hair.
I know.
Okay.
I don't know how to take it.
Is he playing rat catcher?
I don't know.
He's going to be dead. I mean, he's got to be.
Oh, All right, we got Jack Courtney.
Yep. That guy. Pete Davidson. Yeah. The weasel.
The whistle.
All right, I gotta say, like, starting out right now, it looks like The Boys.
Yeah.
You know, they're introducing the characters now.
Yeah.
He's been drinking a Mr. Pibb. Nathan Fillion showed up.
Michael Rooker. Nathan Fillion's probably your favorite.
Well, we got Harley Quinn, who just made her appearance. She looks great.
As always.
All right. I mean, it looks it looks like a hell of a cast so far, right?
Yeah, the Weasel's eyes are really throwing me off there.
I hear he's played by Andy Dick.
Oh, wow. I think it was played by Pauly Shore.
Oh, that would be so funny if it actually was him.
The Weasel.
Oh, wait, they're taking bets taking on bets who's going to die first. Bad. Oh, you know what? This is kind of like a Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Yep. She's going to take that action. All right. And RoboCop himself is in there.
Is he?
Yeah, the guy that played Rick Flagg was in the last RoboCop. Oh, Rooker.
I thought Jack Courtney died in the last one.
No, he didn't. He's such a dick.
Afghan hound.
Well, it's funny. You can definitely tell the difference between the writing in this one and the writing in the last one.
Oh, yeah. It's basically the guy who plays Javelin. He got famous off of YouTube by being the German guy who's talking about he went to his friend's party and she's a potty pooper. Does that mean she poops at the parties?
Are you serious? Is that how that guy got into this? Wow.
That's how he got famous.
This is very much like Deadpool, like the X-Force scene where they're jumping out of the plane. They're like,
that's what I'm
it's
waiting
a windy
for.
Day.
I'm waiting for someone with a glorious mustache.
Rooker just looks amazing in this. I'm sorry. And he's supposed to be like some kind of badass, and I'm like, he's just going to wash out or something.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that one that just, like, dies immediately.
There you go. You can't swim. The freaking weasel can't swim. Down he goes.
And he's dead.
He's close. He looks like ass.
Yeah. And Viola Davis just looks mean.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pissed. The These guys are like, all right, who's got odds on the weasel?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's definitely filmed differently.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Brooker's not going to be in this long either. I don't know. It is kind of fun watching Pete Davidson doing this.
I don't mind Pete Davidson as an actor. I really don't. I don't like him on Saturday Night Live anymore.
I like him because he's so self-deprecating. He's like, I know I suck. Why do people like me? You know, he's like...
I mean, I like the Chad character he usually plays. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he's such a Chad. Yeah. All right. All right. We'll see what's going on here.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, all right. Well, okay.
Pete Davidson was short-lived.
That was quick. Well, he's done.
Yeah. I thought Pete Davidson would be in it for a little bit longer.
Yeah, me too. Like, that was kind of, well. Again, people, spoilers, but that was cool.
Yeah.
Now you'll have to watch to find out what I thought was cool. All right, that was sick, too.
That was actually, that's
pretty cool. Oh, this is totally James Gunn.
In the face.
Yeah. This is starting out like a horror film.
Yeah. Harley Quinn must belong to Fast and Furious.
Yeah, well, she's got family behind her. They're helping.
Well, I'm just talking about you. You've watched the new one, right?
Oh, God, no. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Where Tyrese just keeps making jokes about how they're invincible and they never die.
That's so funny. I love how that's so tongue-in-cheek. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, okay. What the hell?
All right.
Oh, I like this. Oh, he's smacking them. Oh, and they just don't know what's going on. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. Yeah, this has definitely got. Oh wow, this has definitely got feelings.
The first one.
This has got a lot of feelings of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Courtney's gone already too.
Ooh. Okay.
Damn, they fucking just killed off everybody right at the beginning.
Wow, is it attached? Oh, okay, we knew that guy was going. Oh, nice. Oh, my God. It's terrible. No, don't shoot the arms. He's like, oh, the hell. Ah. Wow, what the hell? Yeah, they're going to. Oh, wow. They are not messing around. Oh, gross.
Shit.
Oh, chunkage. Oh, man.
Dude.
Oh, what does it say?
Warner Brothers presents.
Wow, that's just the opening.
Jesus.
Oh, team two. Wow, so they were just the distraction.
Version, yes.
All right.
I can't believe they killed off that cast right away, though. Like,
that's so funny that they did that. It's like all these big people, and it's like 5 seconds.
Yep, they're like, hey, how would you like to be in a movie for 2 seconds?
What? You see that last name?
What?
You didn't see it was Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, yeah, I knew he was playing the shark.
Yeah. Wow. Nice, man.
And this intro is way different than the last one.
It's kind of on par with what they did last time with like the slow intro and stuff like that, where they were like getting people.
Yeah.
I like it because they're clearly showing that they don't give a damn about them. Oh, Taika Waititi's in this? Was he the weasel? Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. I wonder who got it the worst, though. But yeah. Oh, there she is. That's gross. That is nasty.
That is gross.
It's hilarious, though. Like, all of this. Oh, no.
You're like, Nathan Fillion's still alive.
I'm going to find a boomerang. Yep. Gross. Oh, man. Oh, it's a bird getting revenge. Oh. Three days earlier. Okay, so it's going to show us a little bit extra. All right. Idris Elba and his orange Crocs. Is that what they do to shame people in prison? They make them wear Crocs?
Clean in the prison.
Yep. All these payphones. Oh, yuck.
Michael Rooker's hair.
Yep, clearly. He's got to clean up the bird. That's good. Wow, what do you think it took to get Pete Davidson and Idris Elba in the same set?
I don't even know.
We're gonna have to pretend like anybody knows who the hell this character is.
Yeah.
He's so British.
Well, they just told him, you don't have to do an accent for this movie.
He is essentially playing the same character Will Smith played.
That's what I was thinking.
I think, you know.
It pretty much is the same character as Will Smith. Will Smith had a daughter and everything.
Yeah. I thought Will Smith was actually my favorite thing about the first Suicide Squad.
I loved Will Smith in the first one.
I liked him, and I liked Margot Robbie, and I did like the guy from I always forget his name. Like, he was in Twilight Zone, and I think he was in that other movie. No, not the movie, the show, The League. He looks like a Wahlberg brother.
Looks like a Wahlberg brother. What character did he play?
He played the warden that made the deal to get Harley out. He's like, you heard all kinds of crazy, aren't you?
He was on The Hunt.
The Hunt, yeah.
Yeah, he was in The Hunt and a bunch. I forget his name.
I do too.
He was on Mad TV for a long time.
He was in Cock Blockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy. He was in the first one.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm surprised they didn't try to bring Will Smith back.
Maybe he just cost too much. Who knows? Or, you know what? He probably wasn't interested in it.
Probably not, because the first movie didn't do too good.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't say I blame him.
But he did good. Nobody complained about him. Everybody just complained about, thank God, Jared Leto's not in it.
If he shows up.
Honka honka.
Oh, this is where Waller tries to make up the law to someone because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Good. I'd let my kids go to prison. Sure.
I just always think of the movie Let's Go to Prison.
Yeah.
It's like some wine, I make it in the toilet.
I always wonder how they clog that. Yeah. You're threatening my daughter.
I've got a British accent. That makes me harder.
I'm the fire starter. Wait, which one is this? When does he fight Jason Statham?
Well, actually, they already had the movie. I was like, wait a minute. They did have that movie already.
Yeah, and I think this is, I mean, it's like the same character, right?
Yeah.
She's just sitting there like acting. All right, don't be attracted. Don't be attracted. Don't be attracted. Damn, he smells good.
It's hard. Do you ever see Idris Elba do that? He had that TV show over in Britain where he was like a washed up like DJ that was like a nanny.
Was that Luther?
It might have been Luther.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but yeah.
It was just weird to see him in like a non-action role.
Oh, okay. I don't see anything.
He's like, I see nobody.
All right. Okay.
Smaller bullets.
He's reading the book reading upside down.
Upside down, yeah. Book read.
Oh my god. All right, I like him. I like this.
I wonder how they sold that role to Sylvester Stallone.
I don't know. He's like, hey, you're going to be a shark? No problem. So. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I got to go on mute for 1 second. And I'm back. Hey, who's this girl?
Hey, you don't know how to use the PC shelves?
I love that.
There you go. She's the rat charmer.
Oh, nice.
It's like the Green Mile, Mr. Bojangles.
It is kind of like the Green Mile.
Not Mr. Bojangles.
Again, you know, there's someone there in a suit that's invisible. I can't see him.
I just see some clothes standing there.
John Cena. Oh, look who it is.
Who was this?
That's James Gunn's brother.
Ah.
Oh, that's so creepy. Oh, yeah, that's so creepy. All right. I wonder if they're going to like run into Bane or something.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Not that Eel Suarez.
kind of fun. I mean, the one thing I could say is they didn't spare anything for casting. Like they really went all out for casting, it looks like.
That's because as they directed it, they had John Hammond in the background. Spared no expense.
Yeah, exactly. No expense. All right, let's see. Gotta say, John Cena is really fitting in well here.
Yeah.
So they're talking about the starfish, and they're saying it's extraterrestrial in origin. That's Starro the Conqueror, the mind-controlling starfish.
What does Polka Dot Man do? I'm not familiar with Polka Dot Man.
I think he just, I think he actually like throws polka dot to things. Like, just, I don't know what they actually do, but. Oh, they have the 12th Doctor, 12th Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi. Yeah. I think he's playing Simon.
Do you have
music
on this?
Yeah. Okay.
This is like, don't burn a bubble.
No. He's taking notes. Yes, that's your hand. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So notice these guys. This is Team B.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So a little bit of flashback. Okay. So they're probably going to rendezvous with Harley Quinn then, and Rick Flagg.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What is that? Oh. I want one.
I do, too. That's a badass gun.
Nice.
I mean, how are they going to win? They only got four people. I don't see that fifth one.
Yeah, exactly. John Cena.
John Cena.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Okay.
There's something wrong with your skin.
It's just trash.
Okay, polka dots, and he's standing out. He's standing out like crazy with these polka dots that are glowing on him.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Harley Quinn still alive.
Yeah.
Not really sure what's going
on. Oh, he's talking about an actual javelin, not his penis.
I don't know. I mean, based on the other conversation, it might be. What is going on? It's so dramatic right now.
I know. What's Harley Quinn going to do? Is she going to make out with him?
I think she's going to kill him. There he goes. All right. All right. So now Rick Flagg is getting into the idea that there's a double cross. He doesn't have that thing in him, right? Where she can explode his brain, right?
Yeah, I don't think she has. So.
All right.
I'm waiting for The Rock and Sean William Scott to pop out now.
Oh, my God. Thunder, can you imagine?
A little lightning. A little thunder.
How awesome would that be? Dude, I love the rundown. Like, we should do this for the rundown.
I fucking love The Rundown. That's like one of my favorite all-time movies.
That might be my favorite number one Rock movie. Oh, Polka Dot Man is looking haggard.
Yes, he is. He looks like I'm not an animal.
Dude, he looks like Toxie. I think he's got to let the dots out.
He's going to let the dots out. He's going to go rub the dots out.
Yeah, like he's puking. That's kind of interesting. He's going to come back looking fine. You remember him as the guy who was dressed as the police officer in The Dark Knight?
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, wow. What is that?
That gun.
Oh, I want one. Is he wearing a sarong?
I think so.
Oh, he'll go to sleep now. Or they're like board shorts. Look at John Cena's tiny
one. The whitey sideies, yeah.
That's very kind of
guys.
Oh. Oh, is she going to feed him some rats? Oh, all right. She's formidable. There's a lot more rats than we thought.
Like a ratatouille.
Just look at him standing there in his underwear.
It's fucking giant dong, dude.
He says it's racist. Oh my god. Oh, that's awful. Oh, something's gonna happen here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe not, who knows, but it's just pretty funny. I say good humor in it so far. I think it's really cast well. Megaladouche.
So far, like, John Cena is like really, he's like the star of the movie so far.
He's stealing the show. Yeah, absolutely. King Shark, like the CGI in this looks awesome.
Yeah.
This is an interesting team as opposed to the other one, which is just like a whole bunch of like really, really weird characters together that she used as cannon fodder.
I don't know who that chick is, but she kind of looks like Pete Davidson with long hair.
She's a French actress, something like that.
She looks like Pete Davidson with long hair.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just...
He's going to eat her.
Okay, yeah. He's just really uncomfortable.
Oh my god, I did a good job. I found it, check it out.
Wow. Right
here. Who'd she?
Is it? Wow, okay. Huh. All right, so this is their first double cross from Waller, who's in charge, so you know that's something.
I feel like it's missing something though.
It's kind of building, you know, it's got like that comedy burn and all that, like we're waiting to see where the stakes go.
Oh,
Oh my god. This is really weird. I think he's going to get eaten by a shark.
Yeah. I just like how he's like tiptoeing. Like nobody notices the giant shark.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Nice.
That's right. And there's nothing there. Oh, that's so gross. Oh, sweet.
Man, this one is definitely more gory and bloody than
yeah.
the first.
This is like, it's funny because it's basically a horror movie, like if you think about it, with like all the gore and stuff like that.
Yeah, all the heads being cut off and shit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I get it. It's an R-rated okay. movie.
I like their little rivalry going on between John Cena and Idris Elba.
It's pretty good. Oh, geez.
Oh, shit.
What the heck? Just that. All right, this is pretty funny. Yeah. They definitely capitalized on the best parts of the first Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
And it does kind of feel like the first Suicide Squad movie a little bit. What the fuck was that? He has a pea shooter or like a...
Yeah, it's like a fucking like darts.
Like spitball. Nobody sees him with that big chrome head too, huh?
No.
Oh, look at that. He's got the Joker's gun. Oh my god! Okay.
With a big old dong out right there.
I didn't see that, but is it? Oh, that's shit. Funny. He knocked the toaster into the tub and the guy died. Oh my god, that's cool. Yeah, this is. All right, this is actually pretty funny. It's got like that John Wick vibe to it a little bit, where he was going against Common. Oh, there's the oh, okay. All right, polka dots are no joke. Wow.
He does throw polka dots at people.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, here we go. Well, looks like they just killed the resistance.
Yeah. This
is so important. I feel like we know who that actress is too.
She always plays a freedom fighter.
Was she an alien or something like not like
yeah,
the original alien? The new
was.
One?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was.
Like, all right, I get it. You know. Like she looks like someone who's fought like an extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He clearly ate everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's dead. Running.
No, this is messed up.
He's just like, yeah, sorry, my team came in and ate everybody. Yeah. Wow.
Wait, was that no, it's like wait, was she in the movie? That's for a second, I was like, was she in the movie Aliens? But no, she'd be way older than that now.
All right, so correct me if I'm wrong, but Batman 1989, Corto Maltese was where Vicki Vale took, like, those pictures, the ones that the Joker was looking at?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's where they got this from.
Maybe.
Maybe she was in The Predator. Or The Predator, yeah, Predators or whatever. You know that? Yeah, I don't know. I can't. She looks so damn familiar. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, there you go. Doctor Who. I'm stepping over someone who's dead.
Got a lot of shit in my brain.
Looks like he has a bunch of batteries hanging out of his brain.
Batteries.
Do you think Mel Gibson's in this?
I hope so.
Yeah, this is interesting. All right, so these are the bad guys. All right, they're looking at Starro, Starfish. Oh yeah, they've got him.
Okay, that chick was in Predators.
All right, she was in Predators then. Okay.
She was also in the New Mutants.
New Mutants. She was the doctor. Got it. You remember we went to see that in the theaters and I yelled "boo"?
Yeah.
Remember we went? How many movies have we been to where I've yelled "boo"?
I feel like there's been a lot of movies where we both.
Yeah.
She was in I Am Legend.
Oh, I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah, so that's what she's known for.
She must have been like the woman that he rescued them. He's like, I like Shrek.
She played the mannequin.
In the movie Mannequin?
No, in I Am Legend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The rumors of the beasts are true.
All right. Interesting. He looks like that Vilo Ventimiglia guy, Peter Petrelli from Heroes a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'm trying to figure out what the brain guy looks like. Wasn't there an MTV cartoon that had a guy that looked like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like the head and all that.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Meanwhile, Harley. So last time we saw her was Birds of Prey. Obviously, it didn't work out well.
Yeah.
Now she's in like a tiger trap. The hell is going on? Oh, so they're gonna like bring her, like get her all dolled up and bring her to the guy.
What's going on?
Let's see. What are we doing on? All right, so we're at about 41 minutes. I'm gonna make it to probably about 45 before my phone gives out. So let's do like another 4 minutes of this.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's interesting. They've got Harley Quinn and they're bringing her probably to like the head bad guy. She's all dressed up now.
Yeah.
So they're saving her life and, you know, we'll see what's going on. I'm sure it'll work out just fine.
Oh, yeah. 10, 9, 8. And she hopscotches into the house. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I just wonder, how did they get Margot Robbie's body so white?
I don't know. Maybe she does that Michael Jackson thing. But she's like, oh yeah, he looks good. He's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy because he has a Latin accent. It would have been better if they got Antonio Banderas.
I mean, obviously, but he was just in the, Hitman Wife's Bodyguard.
Yep.
Well, she's got other tattoos that we've never seen before, so. Is she eating a corn dog? What is that?
I think it's like a giant turkey leg. Okay, so she's really into the Spaniard dude.
Yeah. This, yeah, it's a montage of them getting to know each other. He's definitely manipulating her. Oh, a whole bunch of conures and parrots and stuff.
Plus, she's just fucking batso nuts, so.
Oh, yeah, she's probably imagining all this, isn't she?
Yeah, this is all daydream.
Did he say anything yet?
I don't know.
Okay. Can I still be Harley? Can I still be Guard?
Hello, Miss Hornet.
Of course.
Of course.
He's marrying her for a green card.
He's gay.
You think? He's definitely, there's something up with him. He's got these soulless, black, pupilless eyes, yeah. You know?
Why is he ripping the old painting?
That's just how it goes. Oh, smashing not, into not the glass. Gun rack. A gun rack. That guy needed many, many racks for those guns. Oh, the house on fire.
She's totally a Stacy.
I lost you 3 years ago or 2 months ago.
Okay, so they just had some really rough sex.
Putting his pants on. Yeah, I mean, so far I'd say I don't have any issues with the movie. All right, Justin, I got to pause it here.
All right.
And pause. Okay, so that takes us, the movie is 2 hours and 12 minutes long, and that is 46 minutes and 15 seconds into the new Suicide Squad. So yes. I'd say this is a pretty accurate depiction of what it is so far. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. So if you want to get our final thoughts on it, you'll have to tune into the show next week.
Yeah.
And we'll give our final thoughts. But so far, based on what I see, it's definitely, I think, better than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I mean, in a midpoint grade, I would at least give it a B so far.
Yeah, it's above a C for sure. They have an hour and a half to mess it up. But
yep.
I hope that we get more John Cena and Idris Elba, it's just fun to watch. And I mean, you know, Polka Dot Man's gonna do some stuff, and
yeah,
Sylvester Stallone as King Shark. That's pretty good.
So far, yeah, as long as they don't fuck it up, they'll keep it going. But we know how movies are. Sometimes you get to the end and you sit there and go, that's how you fucking ended it.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as I know, there's no original story here to be paying attention to. It's just this movie. So there's nothing I have like anticipated coming into this. But I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, the gore of it is definitely top notch.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean that is like that factor is high. So, you know, and if like, you like bloated
you
weasels,
can tell James Gunn like he's been building that up because they were like, hey, you don't gotta worry about Disney ratings, just go for it. He's like, I'm gonna fucking blow some people up.
I mean, this is kind of the movie that they should be doing, you know, if they want to combat things like Deadpool, and you're like, oh, well, what's this? And this might actually be the best HBO Max premiered movie thus far, which is probably a low bar. Yeah, we'll have to see. That's a good point.
We'll have to see. We're at the half point. So far, better than Godzilla.
Yep. Oh, definitely better than Godzilla. Come on. Yeah. Absolutely. Better than, I mean, I like the Snyder Cut, but that's.
I like the Snyder Cut too. I say it's on par with Snyder Cut with a little more humor.
Yeah. It's just a different style of film. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely way better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, I think the 2016 Ghostbusters all female cast was better than Wonder Woman. You heard me.
Watching a dude take a shit in a coffee can is better than Wonder Woman.
How big is the can?
It can be a really small size. It's still more entertaining.
Justin's like, it's a can. All right,
guys. On that note, check out.
We'll post it.
It's a
can
of U-Bang coffee. Just sprinkle that on anything.
U-Bang coffee. Yeah, it's chock full of nuts for all of our Easterners out there. But yeah, check us out on geeklifehq.com. You can check us out at geeklifehq on Twitter, on Instagram. You can, check us out on Facebook. And hopefully next week, Matt will have finished taking his turd.
Yeah, hopefully he'll wake up from being passed out on the toilet and watch Suicide Squad. So we can all discuss this in full.
Someone will slap back to life his colorless gray corpse, and we'll pump some air back into him and get him back. I mean, I feel like the only way to revive Matt would be to put that white zombie hat back on him.
Yes, he's missing the white zombie hat. That's where his powers derive from.
All right, on that note, we'll see everybody next week.
Catch you at another time.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly. Use the front door! Oh, they're so disgusting.